I'm Alan Combs. I want to welcome Sergeant Justin Griffith, Military Director, American Atheist. And by the way, he joins us. He is deployed. We're not sure where. And he does not speak on behalf of the Army. But he joins us here tonight on his own behalf to talk about what he's doing. Sergeant, thank you very much for coming on the program. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Alan. Yeah, I can't really talk about Fight Club. Sorry, I can't really spill the beans where I'm at right now.
No, we're not going to get into that. But let's get into what you're doing at Fort Bragg. And apparently this is planned for next April or March. Is that when it is?
That's correct. March 31st, 2012, we will be putting on a large-scale atheist-themed festival, celebrating the Foxhole atheist community in and around Fort Bragg. And really, it's kind of important nationwide to our entire community, even outside of the military. It's kind of been rallied around.
Why should the military? Why should the military get involved in putting on an event that is sponsored by atheists or any other group?
That's an excellent question. For the most part, I would say they shouldn't. They shouldn't get in any sort of sectarian, religious or not, sponsoring on this scale or this size. But what happened was September 25th of 2010, the soldiers of Fort Bragg retreated to what was called Rock the Fort, and that was an evangelical membership drive / festival, kiddie land, all sorts of things were put on. And the sole purpose for that event was to convert as many people as possible, including soldiers and their families, to that one version of Christianity.
By the way, that group was heavily protested. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. That's the Billy Graham group that put that on, right?
Exactly. Well, it was co-sponsored by the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association and also the Religious Support Office of Fort Bragg. So it definitely had an air of, government endorsement, which is only legal due to the fact that they offer the same level of support to any other group, which is exactly what they did offer several organizations protested.
See, I'm against the idea that they should do this with any groups. I don't think they should be backing any religion. I'm certainly against what they did with the Billy Graham Evangelical Association. And I understand where you're coming from and why you feel that was wrong. But then sponsoring your group is equally wrong. You know, the old canard, two wrongs don't make a right. Why continue this by backing what your group wants to do?
Well, until they have a sensible policy that you and I both frankly agree on, there is only an uneven playing field. There's only one point of view, and it's the point of view that says that you are spiritually unfit if you do not agree with us. If you're not the biggest, the strongest, the most well-funded sect, then your voice is not only silenced, but you're probably too scared to even raise your hand and say, hey, I have an event too. What about me?
So you're going to have people like Richard Dawkins there, who is a well-known atheist. You're going to have secular speakers and musicians. Is your idea to get people to convert to atheism?
Absolutely not. No, actually, I think that's actually impossible to convince someone in a couple of hours of conversation to reject your entire ideology and your religion. You know, I don't think that people come to their religions based upon some sort of logical arguments or anything, and I don't think they would leave their religion based on some large logical arguments that they might hear at a festival. But it's kind of a cathartic thing where the problem is the solution, and we're taking the high road. We're not going to have de-baptisms or anything goofy like
de-baptism.
That. De-baptism. We're just going to use the opportunity to increase awareness, respect, and tolerance for the secular community, which is the second largest religious preference in the Army. And after Christianity, it's, no religious preference, and it's by a wide margin.
I was at the last Billy Graham event in New York City. The last time he actually publicly preached was at Flushing Meadows Park a few years ago in New York City, and I was there. I was an invited guest, and it was fascinating to watch. You know, at the end of a Billy Graham crusade, which is a word he has used long before crusade came to mean something else, he will say, if you accept Jesus Christ, stand up, and accept Christ. So right then and there, you just said, in a couple hours of conversation, change your political beliefs. But at these evangelical events, that's exactly what happens.
Right. I mean, you're right. There's definitely the instances of people just instantly feeling like they found God and things like that. It's a well-known, well-documented phenomenon that he spent his entire career cultivating, and it's a powerful thing for a lot of people, but it has no place in the government. That's my position.
All right, so, you know, you agree with, we both agree that this has no place, but you're continuing to promote this idea that the Army should get behind this, and is the taxpayer paying for it? I mean, the American taxpayer, did they get involved? The Army's doing it. It's on their dime. That's American taxpayer money sponsoring either a Christian event in one case or an evangelical event. Do they next have to have a Muslim event and a Jewish event?
I have, through the Stiefel Free Thought Foundation, we have raised all the funds for the entertainment, everything. Everything will be paid. Port-a-johns, everything will be paid for by our group. And we're basically mirroring the same situation there. It's kind of complicated funding that I'll spare you the boring technical jargon. But other than the security costs at the gate guards, no funding is coming from tax dollars for our event.
Sergeant, you mentioned, Sergeant, that next to Christianity, the next largest group would be those of no belief whatsoever. Is that really true? You have data to back that up. And is there pressure on those who don't believe in the military to be Christians?
Yes, I definitely have the data to back that up, and it's by a very wide margin. After Christianity, which is the largest by far, at Fort Bragg, for instance, we have what's called it's an ad hoc S1 query. It's a technical term for a breakdown of the religious preference demographics at Fort Bragg alone, and of the about 60,000, just over 50,000 troops stationed there, about 80% are a combination of all the Christian denominations. And the next largest thing is about 9,000 soldiers are no religious preference and or none. And then it breaks it down even further. Specifically atheist is somewhere around like 300. And then Muslim is like something like 150. And Jewish is like 160. And yeah. Hindu is like 130, et cetera. It is the biggest and the next biggest. It's bigger than all the other world religions.
And is there pressure on those like yourself of no particular faith to find faith when you're in the military?
For the most part, in a face-to-face situation, no. Everyone respects each other as they are. But the problem comes from the systematic adaptation of things like the spiritual fitness concept, I think, which is which actually is tangentially related here. There's this idea that now, and it's actually mandatory testing and training now based upon how spiritually fit you are as a person. And, it's very much, to me, when I fail a spiritual fitness test and I have to take 4 hours of training teaching me how to fold the American flag, when the first fold represents Jesus the Son, the second fold is God the Father, et cetera, and all the way through the 12 folds just to make a triangle out of the American flag. That's ridiculous.
Wait a minute, you telling me that's what the Army does? They go in teaching you how to fold the flag. Each fold has a religious connotation to it.
Yes, there was. It's since been removed since I first started talking about this about 6 months ago. But this brand new spiritual fitness testing and training that is now mandatory, not just across the Army, but now they implemented it in the Navy, Air Force, and all the other services too. It's a mess. It needs to go. And this Rock the Fort event that spawned our event, that was billed as a spiritual fitness event. And there's a like $30 million spiritual fitness center is being built on Fort Hood. There's the contract for the spiritual fitness testing was $120 million. So I think it pales in comparison, with all these debt crises and all this stuff.
I understand where you're coming from. But I wish they would stop all this stuff, including yours. But you probably agree with that. I wish none of this existed in the military. Let people be whatever they're going to be. Stop spending money and having events to honor any one particular religious or non-religious belief and just do your jobs. But anyway, I thank you very much for coming on to tell us about it. So next spring at Fort Bragg, an atheist group, your group, planning to have the a response to Rock the Fort with speakers like Richard Dawkins and secular entertainment.
That's correct. March 31st, 2012. You can read about it at rockbeyondbelief.com. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Sergeant. Thanks for being on the program.